This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Tuesday's election saw around a dozen ballot initiatives aimed at solving Colorado's affordable housing shortage. Overwhelmingly, voters across the state agreed to raise taxes on short-term rentals through companies like Airbnb and Vrbo. The money raised will help fund housing initiatives and local communities. Other ballot measures on housing didn't fare as well. In Telluride, voters rejected a cap of 400 licenses for short-term rental businesses, but Telluride still approved a new lodging tax to help manage the effects of tourism. Colorado hospitals took an unprecedented step Wednesday to activate a patient transfer system to its highest level. It's a signal hospitals are at risk of being overwhelmed by the number of COVID-19 patients. Dr. Darlene Taddy is with the Colorado Hospital Association.
And I think it is important for the public to understand that it is a critical and important change and should be sending a signal about how serious our situation is.
The decision allows sicker patients to be sent to more specialized hospitals and recovering patients to those with available space and staff, even if the patient objects. The Colorado Chamber of Commerce has picked its top lobbyist to lead the organization starting next year. Lauren Furman has advocated for business-friendly policies at the state capitol for more than a decade. She played a key role in reforming Colorado's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund after the global financial crisis. More recently, Furman helped lead a successful effort against a bill that would have made it easier for employees to file sexual harassment lawsuits. Outgoing President Chuck Berry has led the chamber since 2000. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. We'll continue with Here and Now. Coming up next, New York cab drivers have ended their hunger strike after city officials struck a new deal. Stick around for that and more right here.